Listening 71. A Rusty Tool and a Rusty Life. One of my main loves in life is going to the hardware store. For 30 beautiful minutes, I escape my stressful job in the city and all the training courses I have to do, and stand at the counter, talking about gadgets and tools and saws. Last Saturday, though, I was looking for something specific. A new pair of curtains the same colour as the cupboard I'd put in my son's bedroom. Unfortunately, the first curtains I saw were horrible, the colour of rusty metal. The second pair of curtains were perfect until I saw a flaw in the design. The pole of the curtains hadn't been well made and would be difficult to put up. I was debating whether or not I could make some adjustments and cover the holes when a strange man approached me and said, "I'm looking for a picture frame." "Sorry, mate, I don't work here," I replied.
"Typical, the service in this hardware store is awful. The employees claim they don't work here."
"No, honestly, mate, I don't work here." The man kicked a tin of paint at his feet, which rolled over and made two shoppers crash into each other. One of the men looked in embarrassment as everything fell out of his pockets and coins rolled around the floor.
"Oi, mate, that was bad. Go and apologise," I insisted. "It's your fault for trying to say that you don't work here. It made me angry. Now tell me where the frames are, get me a packet of hooks and all the tools I need. Hurry up or I'll complain to the manager."
I picked up a gadget on my left, a machine for removing rust off tools, and put it close to his face.
"You can have this," I said, waving it in his face and trying to scare him. "On credit."
"Uh-huh, so you admit you work here?" I screamed at his flawed logic, and then the manager came.
"Thank God," I said. "Please, this lunatic is insisting I work here. Can you call security and remove him, please?"
The manager looked at me angrily.
"John, you do work here."
I looked down at my t-shirt, and it was true. I was wearing the hardware store's t-shirt.
"I think you should accept reality," the manager said.
The manager walked off with the customer, saying something about the economic crisis of 2009 and how I used to work in the derivatives financial market and was having troubles, adapting to my new role as hardware and tools assistant. Bastard.